Over the River, Through the Woods, holiday travel predictions are in. FAA reconsiders relocating its management training center and information sharing to prevent accidents. This is Aero News for Friday, November the 9th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Industry trade group Airlines for America, A4A, is forecasting nearly 24 million passengers will fly during the 2012 Thanksgiving holiday season on planes that are expected to be full, as carriers continue to more closely match available seats to demand in an effort to offset what are expected to be record annual fuel costs. The nation's airlines expect the number of passengers traveling from Friday, November 16th through Tuesday, November 27th to increase by about 150,000 people, slightly higher than last year but 10% below the peak travel years of 2006 and 7. Planes are expected to be close to 90% full on the busiest traveling days, which are expected to be Sunday, November 25th, Wednesday, November 21st, and Monday, November the 26th. During the busy holiday travel season, passengers are, of course, encouraged to check their carrier's website for flight status and check in electronically before arriving at the airport, register with their carrier for electronic flight updates, and allow adequate time for security screening and checking of bags. A4A Vice President and Chief Economist John Heimlich said that air travel remains an excellent value. While domestic airfare has risen about 4% year-to-date, it has not kept with the pace of inflation. And in real dollars, it costs 16% less to fly today than it did in 2000. Last year, the FAA was planning to move its management training and conference center from Palm Coast, Florida to Kansas City, Missouri. But the move was opposed and eventually blocked by Florida Republican Congressman John Mica, chairman of the House Transportation Committee. Redistricting took Palm Coast out of Mica's district, and the FAA is once again looking at moving the center. According to the Kansas City Star, the FAA said in a statement that the agency, quote, is evaluating future requirements and budget considerations to develop a more comprehensive and flexible management training program. We expect to issue a new solicitation for management training soon. All qualified parties, including current contractors, will have the opportunity to compete for the new training contract, end quote. The training center draws as many as 250 FAA managers at a time for training, which is a boon for hotels and restaurants located nearby. Kansas City officials had estimated that the center could account for as many as 20,000 more room nights each year, or heads in beds, as they're known in the hospitality industry. The center currently leases space from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona, but the Daytona Beach News Journal reports that ERAU officials have not been asked about a renewal of the center's lease. The FAA, airlines, and aviation labor unions have announced a new partnership with the NTSB to share summarized safety information that could help prevent accidents. The information shared through an initiative called the Aviation Safety Information Analysis and Sharing Executive Board, or ASEAS, will help the NTSB determine if an accident is a unique event or an indication of systemic risks. Under ASEAS, airlines and unions already voluntarily share safety information with FAA to identify trends. Now the NTSB can be brought into the information loop. ASEAS uses aggregate protected data from industry and government voluntary reporting programs without identifying the source of the data to proactively find safety issues, identify safety enhancements, and measure the effectiveness of solutions. ASEAS began in 2007, now has 44 members, and receives voluntary data representing 95% of all commercial air carrier operations. Well, our call to A&N readers to share their opinions on how the election in the next 4 years of another Obama administration will impact aviation has drawn mixed replies. Not surprising when you consider the closely split popular vote last Tuesday night. One group happy to see the president reelected is the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, that says its focus will remain on improving the future of their profession in a statement released following the reelection of President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. That statement said in part, quote, "Under President Obama's first 4 years in office, we made great strides and secured many improvements for the tens of thousands of flight attendants across the country." The statement went on to say, quote, "We look forward to another 4 years of working with the Obama administration on ensuring that our nation's aviation system remains the best in the world," end quote. When Aero News continues, It's hitchhiking taken to new heights. Here's a new twist, a pilot hijacking a car. And Red Rover, let Moon Buggy come over.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
For 60 years, Aerosonic has been a leader in aviation products and equipment. From this heritage of quality and precision comes the next generation of standby instrumentation. The OASIS Multifunction Standby Display System is uniquely designed to be the most flexible and affordable system of its type on the market today. Check us out on the web at aerosonic.com.
Meet SAM, the first digital standby attitude module to provide attitude, altitude, airspeed, and slip information in an advanced 2-inch format. Pilots appreciate the intuitive interface. Installers love the flexible design. Visit flysam.com.
Aero News continues now for Friday, November the 9th. I'm Glenn Moyer. There is simply no doubt about it. Air travel is expensive and likely to continue to increase in the future. But an enterprising freelance travel writer and blogger has found an innovative way to get around the country which takes a page out of the books of budget-minded travelers of the past. Amber Nolan has been bumming rides on private airplanes since last summer, according to a story appearing on Today.com, a website associated with The Today Show. The 28-year-old says that, quote, "There's a wonderful community of pilots out there who enjoy sharing their love of flying with people," end quote. Nolan has traveled to 12 states since starting her journey about 12 weeks ago and admits it's sometimes difficult to catch that next flight. While waiting to thumb her next ride, she says she spends her time blogging at jethiking.com and sightseeing. Nolan reportedly did her research, learning about aviation and contacting pilots on online forums. She connected with a pilot on an aviation ride-sharing site who helped her plan her strategy and get her started. While the site is called Jet Hiking, she mostly travels on GA airplanes with private pilots and says that she's only chipped in for gas once so far. What's not clear is how she's supporting herself between rides, as the blog does not appear to have any advertising, but that's not going to be a problem for long because it also indicates she's now attracted the attention of television producers at PBS. And what else? A 13-installment reality show is now in pre-production. An incident that might have come out of the movies happened in real life at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport last Saturday. A 43-year-old pilot for Omni Air, a charter airline, was arrested for stealing a car at a hotel near SeaTac, as well as driving under the influence. The car's owner told police he had just gotten into the car at the hotel near the airport when the pilot, who had not been named, got into the back seat. The pilot then reportedly produced a handgun, and there was a brief struggle in which the driver hit the pilot several times with his own gun. But according to the Associated Press, when both got out of the car, the pilot-slash-thief got into the driver's seat and drove away. King County Sheriff's Sergeant Cindy West said the car and a bloodied suspected car thief were found a short time later in a nearby parking lot. The pilot has been suspended while the incident is under investigation. Joint flight operations between a piloted aircraft and a drone using the FAA's next-gen ADS-B system have been demonstrated by avionics company SageTech Corporation and unmanned aircraft manufacturer Arcturus UAV, the companies claim. The two companies say they simultaneously flew a manned Cirrus SR-22 and unmanned Arcturus T-20 in adjacent airspace while operators and the pilot use the ADS-B system to track one another's position and flight path in real time. At the October 24th demonstration over McMillan Airfield in Camp Roberts, California, both aircraft used SageTech XP transponders to broadcast ADS-B position messages. The Cirrus SR-22 pilot and UAV ground operators received those messages with SageTech Clarity receivers, which relayed them via Wi-Fi to an iPad. Using an electronic flight bag app like Hilton Software's popular Wing X, The iPad clearly displayed the positions of both aircraft as they flew, each a named icon indicating its exact location, heading, and altitude. Currently, unmanned aircraft are not permitted to fly outside restricted airspace in the U.S. because their small size makes them nearly invisible to pilots and virtually undetectable by radar. Finally, registration is now open for the 20th annual NASA Great Moon Buggy Race, which challenges high school, college, and university students around the world to build and race fast, lightweight moon buggies of their own design. The students' work will culminate in 2 days of competitive racing next April at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama. NASA created the event 2 decades ago to complement classroom learning, providing young thinkers and builders with real-world engineering experience and inspire them to consider careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, those STEM fields. Racers compete to post the fastest vehicle assembly and race times in their divisions while incurring the fewest penalties. Prizes are awarded to the 3 teams in each division that finish with the lowest final times. NASA and industry sponsors present additional awards for engineering ingenuity, team spirit, best debut by a rookie team, and more. The course, built each spring on the outdoor grounds of the Space and Rocket Center, comprises a winding half-mile of gravel embankments, sand pits, and obstacles that mimic the harsh surface of the moon. The race's creators drew inspiration from conditions faced by the Apollo-era lunar roving vehicles. 3 rovers built at Marshall in the late 1960s were used on the moon during the Apollo 15, 16, and 17 missions in 1971 and 72. Today, the students' moon buggies address many of the same design challenges that NASA and industry engineers overcame to deliver those historic rovers. Come to think of it, those 3 rovers are still on the moon, probably just waiting there for the first used car salesman in space. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.